Hi there, and welcome to the Market Smartly podcast, where you get to ask professional marketers your marketing questions. The question today is from Jenny, and the question is, if I was to create a directory of related services or products on my website and create a DL flyer with the other business's information, how much would I charge them or expect them to pay? Great question, and thanks for submitting it. We appreciate that. Firstly, fantastic idea to collaborate with others. That's great to see, and I fully encourage people to leverage their marketing by collaborating with like-minded complementary businesses. I also commend you for taking the initiative and making it easy for others. Often when collaborating, it's not an even playing field in terms of effort, so good on you for taking control and responsibility. Now, like so many other things in the wonderful world of marketing, there is no one-size-fits-all answer to this. It's about value versus spend. What you need to do is figure out the value you are offering your potential advertisers and what that would be worth to them. So here are a few variables to consider. One, do you have reasonable volumes of traffic on your website or in your social media channels? So what level of traffic and visibility are you offering to your directory listings? Some pricing models for this type of service are based on the site visits or page views and are generally around about $100 per 10,000 views, which is $10 per CPM, which is cost per thousand. I will put a link to an article from the eDirectory blog in the show notes, which goes into this in a lot more detail, so you can fathom that for yourself. Secondly, is there a logical fit with your brand and the service or product that they're offering? And are there potential clashes? So really be aware of those clashes. Even if they're not the main services that the other companies provide, if there's any potential clash, just be aware of that before you go and make arrangements to market each other. Thirdly, do you have the ability to measure the results for example page views or better still, clicks on their actual listing? It's always easier to show the value if you can show some results. Fourthly, you mentioned creating a flyer with the other business information. So in this case, if it's an offline kind of a thing, how many are you going to distribute? To whom? How often will you distribute them? And how will you measure the results from the flyer? These are all things that will impact on the value that you're providing and therefore what you can charge. You could work out a similar formula to that used in the example in option one for offline marketing. However, I would suggest the fee is likely to be lower because it is harder to measure and prove those results. If you don't have traffic to your website or social media channels to justify someone investing in advertising with you or listing with you, here are a few suggestions just to help start building that traffic and maybe still collaborate with others. You could try creating a joint venture campaign with one or two of the businesses who fit well together and have similar audience size and similar profile. And if all parties have equal input and promote it through their channels, then everybody wins. The other thing you could try is do a promotion on Facebook or via email to promote that particular business. And that could be just one, maybe two, but I wouldn't do any more than that. And charge them for the privilege of that exposure. The charge could be a flat fee or it could be a success fee, which is usually a percentage of sales. But there are a few other things that come into play with that type of arrangement. So we won't cover that in this podcast because that gets a little bit technical. I'd encourage you to create ways to build up your website traffic before starting to think about doing a directory listing. And if you already have that traffic, then great, go ahead. Have a look at the link in the show notes from eDirectory, and perhaps that will give you a bit more of an insight into how you can price that. Thank you very much for the question. I hope it was helpful. For anyone listening who would like to ask a marketing question to get moving in the right direction, go to bit.ly/askamarketer, and the link is in the show notes for ease of you to use. Also, please leave a comment if you found this useful or need further information. We're here to help. Please share the love and pass the Ask a Marketer link on to anyone you think could benefit from it. It's okay to share it in social media. We're happy for you to do that. With gratitude, have a fantastic week.